June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to pride48.com for more information.
Today is Monday, June 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I'm just turning my volume up so I sound a little bit louder in my own ears. I hope everyone is doing fantastic on this Monday. I'm recording this at 11:11 p.m., and that is because I got home. And as usual, you know, I mean, we go to the gym after, I'm going to have to move the microphone, so if you hear a little bit of noise, I'm sorry. But we go to the gym after work, and then we get home, and then if I'm starving, I cook dinner. And tonight we had eggs and rice, and I had Canadian bacon. And that's not very many points other than the rice. So rice is a lot of points, but I only had 4 points for lunch. And then the rice that I had is 6 points, so I'm pretty good. But so I have to cook that, and then I have Pride 48 stuff that I'm dealing with. I needed to type up instructions for Mr. Mike, because Mr. Mike is helping out with technical on Saturday. And so he and I had a long, because I can't do anything simply. I mean, it's all my fault, but instead of just having, you know, nice hosted, you know, we pay a flat fee, we get a stream, we get a website, you know, whatever, I set up everything myself. And so I set up the servers, I set up like all of that. And I had never had anyone help out with the stream before, but Mr. Mike is always really good in New Orleans. He was always really good in Vegas. Very trustworthy guy. And so we had a walkthrough of everything, and I said, you know, here's a contingency plan. If someone can't log in, go to the software, make sure we've got the correct username and password assigned to the show. If that doesn't work, create a new user for them. Try to get them to use that. If that doesn't work, then, you know, you can stream for them. Please test out Google Hangouts and Skype and make sure that you can also stream to Pride 48, so you are prepared to do that. If there are server issues, here's how you reboot the server. If that fails, we're going to have a backup server. Here's how you switch everyone over to the back. So it was like all this stuff. So we went through it, and he's super smart, and he's very technical, and so, you know, no big deal. But I told him I would document everything, and so I typed up a document. And now as I'm saying this, I remember I left out one little thing. So, Mr. Mike, if you listen, sorry, I didn't put the section about adding another user. So I'll go back and add that tomorrow, probably. Anyway, also the backup server, I still have to create that. So I'm trying to take every possible contingency plan, because I'm going to be on the road on Saturday during part of Pride 48. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be in the chat room. All of that, but I'm going to be on the road traveling on Saturday. And I'll be back in time for my show, which anyone who listens to me, I am going to have a co-hosted show. And so far, I believe Joey has said yes. And then I'm probably going to ask a second person, although it may be too late at this point. I haven't asked anyone else. So it's going to be at least Joey and I and possibly one other person at 11 p.m. Eastern on Saturday evening is going to be Geeky Gay. And it'll be a lot different than these personal journal. We'll have some conversation topics. We might do some news. Who knows? I haven't even planned that out yet. But we'll have some stuff to discuss, and it won't be a typical, you know, here's my life. So that's why. And then I at 11 o'clock, we're sitting there, and I'm wrapping up some Pride 48 stuff that I needed to do. And I'm like, oh, crap, you know, I forgot to record Geeky Gay. And so I ran up here, and we were about to go to bed. So Mark's probably brushing his teeth right now. He may be done already. He may be in the bed, literally. So if I don't edit this to a T, like if there's some leveling issues or something like that, I apologize. I'm trying to rush and get this out like ASAP before I go brush my teeth and go to bed. Also, I realize on the Eastern time zone or in other countries, it's already Tuesday. My apologies. But I'm recording this in my Monday, so it counts. Okay? Okay. So this weekend, we kind of just hung around on Saturday, thank goodness, and just vegged out on the couch. And we're trying to clear our DVR because we've decided we're going to get rid of our cable and we're going to switch to just using a streaming service. We're either going to go with YouTube TV or Hulu TV. And we haven't decided yet, but we've got a month of YouTube TV. Once that's over, we're going to do a month of Hulu TV, and then we're going to decide which one we're going to do. But we're going to go ahead and cancel our cable because we're fed up. Like, the DVRs suck. I remember I told you guys last week, they set us up with a wireless option, and our video freezes all the time because we have an upstairs and a downstairs. Every day we have freezing video on one of the TVs. Either in the morning while we're getting ready and we're playing the news, that'll freeze up. Or when we get home at night, when we're watching TV, you know, whatever, before we go to bed, it'll freeze up there. But it always freezes up. But the internet is bearable. And so, you know, the streaming services will be coming over the internet. So, you know, that won't be a problem at all. So we're going to do that. And we're trying to eat down our everything that's recorded before we actually pull the trigger and cancel it. And we had Below Deck. We had a whole season of Below Deck on the DVR. And so that's one of those shows that you really need to binge, I find, because I don't know, sometimes I'm not in the mood for it, but once you start binging it, like you really want to keep watching it and see what the drama is. And on the last season, they actually had a guy almost die because his foot got caught in a line that was towing a boat behind this big, huge charter boat that they're on. And he was yanked off of the boat into the water, dragged underwater. And they had a cameraman on the crew that jumped down and like loosened the line so it didn't literally yank his foot off and him bleed to death in the water. And he made it, but I mean, it was a really serious accident. So we watched that on Saturday, and then we went to have Indian food, which I thought was really good for our restaurant of the week. I had a very American, you know, I was trying to play it safe. So first of all, we started with, now I'm not going to remember. We started with the fried, dang it, why can't I remember? I can't remember what they're called now, but we started with like the little fried potatoes, fried whatever. They give you dipping sauces, and then a samosa. We started with the samosa as well. I think it's called pakora, but I'm not sure. Anyway, they had fried corn, fried spinach, fried potatoes, fried something else. I can't remember, but they were all, it's like a, it's almost like a, Japanese, they have tempura. So it's almost like a tempura situation. I want to say it's pakora, but I'm not sure. And we had samosas. We have vegetable samosas. And then I had for my entree butter chicken, but they bring it out on a platter. And if you order it a particular way, and it comes with all these sauces and raita and a little, I don't remember what it's called, but it's a little donut hole looking thing that's soaking in like this honey syrup for like a dessert. And they have rice with it, and they had naan bread. It was really good. Mark didn't like what he ordered because he got chicken biryani, and he thought there were going to be larger pieces of chicken with it, but it had very tiny pieces of chicken and mostly rice. It was like this huge bowl of rice with little pieces of chicken. The flavor was good, but he was expecting to have more meat. And so, and I had a drink, a mango. They called it a mango monkey or a monkey mango that was yogurt and blended with mango and gin. It was very good. So anyway, I really enjoyed it. And then we went to watch a movie, and I think the name of the movie is Late Night. It's the new movie by, I'm having trouble because it's so late remembering, but it's Mindy Kaling. And then Emma Thompson, I believe, is the lady's name. But it's about a late night host who's in decline, and Mindy Kaling gets hired as a diversity hire as a writer. And then it's a really fun, just kind of feel good, funny, you don't have to think too hard, not too much action movie. And it had the best rating on Rotten Tomatoes of all of our choices for the evening. So I'm becoming my stepfather. I'm going to Wirecutter when I need to buy a new piece of electronics or something. And I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes to decide what movie to go watch. So anyway, we did that. And then that was pretty much our evening. And then on Sunday, I had church. We did the gym and we ate lunch. I had some Pride 48 stuff to do. And then I did training with Mr. Mike. I walked Taylor through how to do his stream, so he'll be prepared for Pod as my co-pilot. And then we had State of the Station and everything else. And that was Sunday, so that's going to end it for this episode. So for more episodes or information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can do text, or you can send me an audio file of a voicemail. You can also find many, many more shows over at pride48.com. Don't forget about the June Live Streaming Weekend this Friday, June 21st through the 23rd. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.